USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Wednesday finally denounced rampant smash-and-grab looting as absolutely outrageous, but she stopped short of endorsing Mayor Breed's plan to increase policing and review zero-bail policies. Police Chief William Scott says they need to consistently do their jobs.
You know, we've had some challenges, and we have to step up some of our game, if you will, and we need to be consistent in doing that. And I know our officers will do it. They've asked for the infrastructure that the mayor will make happen in this declaration, this emergency declaration.
Congressional Democrats are gearing up for a sweeping set of initiatives aimed at decriminalizing marijuana that they plan to take action on this spring. The federal proposals seek to establish 21st century banking services for the nearly $18 billion industry. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing, if you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. But call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican of South Carolina, said he thinks President Biden's social spending and climate bill, the Build Back Better Act, is dead forever, as Senate Democrats struggle to get their caucus unified behind the legislation.
The good news for the American consumer, there's not going to be any more inflation in your stockings because of Build Back Better. I want to thank Senator Manchin and others for standing their ground. And my belief is that Build Back Better never gets better.
The White House objected to the Graham-requested CBO report, calling it a fake CBO score. Senate Democrats are mulling a long-shot bid to get immigration reform to President Biden's desk. The guidance from parliamentarian Elizabeth McDonough, who this week rejected Democrats' third immigration proposal, is fueling conversations within the Senate Democratic caucus about trying to circumvent the nonpartisan, unelected Senate referee. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Right now, I gotta straighten out this closet. One side.
Classic Radio Theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, here I am.
Yikes! Oh, George, we've got company.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, on this radio station or online anywhere podcasts are served by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The NFL will stop mandating weekly COVID-19 tests for asymptomatic vaccinated players, according to memos distributed Saturday that described a major shift in the league's approach to the pandemic.
The National Football League is changing its COVID-19 health and safety protocols. Under the new guidelines outlined in a memo Saturday, fully vaccinated asymptomatic individuals will no longer be subject to weekly testing. However, unvaccinated players will still have to undergo daily testing. The league's memo also said high-risk players can opt out of the rest of the season and added there will be more flexibility for players to attend meetings virtually. This comes after the league rescheduled several weekend games. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Occupational Health and Safety Administration, OSHA, on Saturday announced a 6-day grace period beyond the January 4th deadline for compliance with its COVID-19 vaccine mandate for private employers, saying it would not issue citations to give employers more time to adjust. OSHA said in a December 18th statement that it would not be issuing citations to businesses for noncompliance with any requirements of the Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccine or test mandate for private companies employing 100 or more people until January 10th. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.